What is going on, everybody? We are back for Season 2, Episode 21 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Today is our highly anticipated budget episode. Last year, we got a huge outpour of support on this topic, so we're bringing it back. And we have even more voices this time around. Superintendent Dr. Anna Kutaya joins. STEM Instructional Supervisor for grades 6 through 12, Lisa Swanson, joins. We've got a Director of Business and Instructional Digital Services, Louis Giancola, and Digital End User Services Manager, Jeff Sibulis, along with Foreign Band Director, Jessica Turner. We also had some fifth graders from JFK join as well. I want to give a quick shout out to Amy Rizzo for helping me gather those student interviews at the last minute. It's been a joint effort from our MPS community to help this episode come together. We have come prepared with plenty of interviews that you don't want to miss. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for another great episode coming your way. On March 20th, the Board of Finance elected to reduce the budget for the 2024-25 school year by $1.3 million. Despite this result, we as an entity will go to the Board of Aldermen for the full ask. Today on this podcast, we're going to talk about some of the deferred items from the 2024-25 district budget and learn more about those items. Deferred does not mean removed, just paused until further notice. There's so much we want to accomplish as a district, and I can't wait to cover it all for you today. Before we get into the interviews, just a couple of announcements. Our graduation dates for Foreign and Law are set. Foreign will hold theirs on Monday, June 10th. Law will have theirs the following day on June 11th. Both will be at 5:15 p.m. Dates and times for the Academy and our middle schools are still to be determined. Stay tuned for those. We also have two awesome pieces of news to share, starting with four teachers who received fellowships to study abroad this summer. Deborah Rogers, Laura Murphy, Susan Rodriguez, and Michelle Ryan have been selected to travel across the globe for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity funded by the National Fund for Teachers organization. I think this is something we definitely want to cover more in a future episode, but for more information, you can check out our news section at milforded.org and read more about it. The Milford Public Schools and City of Milford together are pleased to announce Milford has been honored with the Best Communities for Music Education designation from the NAMM Foundation for its outstanding commitment to music education. The award marks the fourth year in a row that the city and district have received the award. In Milford, music education instruction is offered to all students, grades pre-K through 12. The district offers a wide variety of music programming and general music, music technology, chorus, instrumental, and orchestra/strings. The addition of the Electrify Your Choir experience earlier this year with world-renowned masters Laura Kay and Nathan Blake provides a recent example of the district's effort to keep moving the Milford music program forward. Speaking of our awesome music programs here in Milford, two of the budget items that can potentially be deferred from the 2024-25 budget include new band uniforms and an upgrade cycle of musical instruments for students at Foreign. To comment further, I swung by Foreign and spoke with band director Jessica Turner. Here's what she had to say. Can you tell me a little bit about the current band uniforms and musical instruments and how deferring these upgrades would impact the music program?
Absolutely. First, I'll talk about the band uniforms. At Foreign, it has been over 15 years since we've had new uniforms. So some of it is just a matter of wear and tear and making sure that we have uniforms that will fit all students, but also that reflect something that is befitting of 2024. It would be the first time in over 20 years that we've been able to design a uniform from the ground up. And our students do so much to represent the community in our parades, at the St. Patrick's Day Parade and at the Veterans Day Parade and the Memorial Day Parade. So it really is just something that is time because of the age of the instruments and the amount that they get used every year. Because in addition to the parades, we also are using them at all of our football games as well. In terms of the instruments that are in the budget, we are so fortunate to have a growing and thriving band and orchestra program in the Milford Public Schools. And part of creating that experience is making sure that we have all the equipment that we need. And as we look at our current enrollment in our younger grades coming up into the middle schools and high schools, we're finding ourselves in a situation where we don't have enough instruments to provide the students that are anticipated to be enrolled in our ensembles. And that impacts the quality of the experience, not just for the students who are playing them, but for everyone in the ensemble, because we need to have things like string basses and cellos and tubas and trombones to create a quality sound experience for everybody. So this is really an exciting problem to have in that we want to make sure that we're not telling a student we don't have a spot for you because we don't have an instrument.
It's great to hear her perspective on this and learn a little bit about the history of Foreign's music program. I spoke with Superintendent Dr. Anna Kutaya to get her thoughts on the district's budget for the upcoming school year and elaborate more on some budget items we hope to see happen in the future. We have a lot of great ideas planned. Let's dive into that next.
I'm just really looking forward to continuing our conversation about our hopes and dreams for students and staff of Milford Public Schools for next year. And that, to me, is what a budget represents. It's a numerical representation of what we are hoping to get done. So next year, as you all probably know, we have some big dreams related to additional behavioral and specialized supports for our students, particularly our students with special needs. We have hopes to run some summer sports practice and conditioning now that CIAC changed their rules. That's allowed to be done over the summer. We have some upgrades in our facilities, lots of curriculum projects. We are hearing the voice of students and responding to it. Looking for an addition in the world language elective at the middle school, offering American Sign Language. And yay, we're going to do esports team for next year, starting off as a club this year. So that is something our kids asked for, and we're responding. So we have just like cool things like that in the budget. As you probably already know, though, we got some bad news. We understand that our municipal bodies have to do their job as far as drafting and creating a budget for the entire city. So at the Board of Finance meeting, our proposed budget was reduced by $1.3 million. So what that does is put all those things I just talked about and the rest of the dream list into likely deferment. So I like to think of our budget in twofold. One, the amount of money we need to sustain what we already have. That to me is like a move forward budget. And then on top of that, the second part is what part of the budget represents our next steps, our continuing to grow, our continuing to progress in some areas like technical education and the medical field and the culinary arts and the next step in our STEM work at the elementary level and our musical instruments and the investment there. Like, that's all next level of work. With this reduction, it is likely that a lot of those plans will be deferred by at least a year or more, because that will just then impact the following budget, right? So I'm excited about what we can do for our young people in 24-25, but with this reduction, it brings into question what the plans for next year would be. Obviously, we have an opportunity to talk to the Board of Aldermen coming up. For everyone's calendar who's listening, Monday, April 15th, it is a public hearing. The Board of Aldermen at 5:30 at City Hall. The Board of Aldermen will be hearing anyone who wants to speak about any portion of the city budget, including Board of Ed. And then Board of Ed Chair Ms. Glennon and myself will be presenting to the Board of Aldermen on Wednesday, April 17th at 7 p.m. at City Hall, so that I can go into greater depth as to what we're hoping and planning for and why we need to make these next level steps for our students and staff.
Dr. Kutaya always puts emphasis on her hopes and dreams as a district for our students. The Milford Public Schools are always looking to move forward with the most new and improved implementations we can come up with in an effort to guide students to success and prepare them for the future. To speak more on some of the possible deferred items in STEM, here's STEM Instructional Supervisor for grades 6 through 12, Lisa Swanson. Two of the items we have as possibly being deferred are 3D printers for the middle schools and digital equipment for foreign tech ed classes. Can you talk a little bit about what the curriculum looks like now without these items and what it would mean for them to be deferred?
Sure, absolutely. The middle school curriculum currently right now involves a comprehensive technology education program, and we've been talking about adding in elective courses, which we have done so over the past 2 years. Our current program is really on wood technology, computer science, and we're really looking to add in an engineering component. And part of that engineering component is due to the strong need for manufacturing, understanding and development of students in the manufacturing industry as we try to ensure that we are focused on programs that produce career-ready students. So not having 3D printers in this budget would really slow down what has been a long progress or a long range progress that we've been making in updating and integrating current technologies into our technical education experiences. And 3D printers are a really good example of additive manufacturing, but also they give students an understanding of what the foundation of manufacturing is, which is creating and then creating on paper something and then really producing that in 3D. And additionally, we have that in our elementary schools. We have them in our high schools. So not having them in our middle schools kind of feels like a gap in the learning for students and slows down that progression. Our tech ed resources at the high school level is really to stay current with technology. Technology is constantly changing, and we want to make sure that our high schoolers are experiencing current programs and current tools that are used in industry and not falling behind. So any delay that we do in implementing these items takes us further and further behind. Additionally, we requested some new textbooks. We are currently in the three-year long-range process of updating our math curriculum at the high school level. We've updated our first three courses, and we are now looking to add in some more courses for statistics and calculus to ensure that we have curricular resources, again, that are aligned with current needs and current standards. So we would like to add those in to our curriculum. That would slow us down and really not be supportive of the curriculum that we've been designing if we don't have those resources. Additionally, one of the big item requests here is for some instructional furniture that really aligns with current instructional philosophy around small group work and having students really work collaboratively. When we delay implementing new furniture, which at this point has been delayed for 2 to 3 years, this request comes up every single year. We continue to really ask teachers to do something in which they don't have actually furniture to support. So the current furniture is really the same furniture I sat in high school, one-piece desks, where when you try to put kids in groups, there's kids climbing over, creating a little bit of danger if they really want to get into that desk easily without having to move the entire room around. So that request for mobile desks is essential to really supporting our teachers with the instructional model that we are asking them to implement.
We also have some important items in our Business and Instructional Digital Services Department, also known as BIDS. Our BIDS Director, Louis Giancola, and Digital End User Services Manager, Jeff Sibulis, joined the podcast to elaborate.
Thanks, Cam. So far, what was presented to the Board of Education was just a list of potential reductions, and no decisions were made as of yet. But I wanted to address a couple of things that were important that impact our department and what deferring these things means. First off, there are the server upgrades. This is part of our yearly replacement cycle. As everyone is aware, computer hardware gets outdated and eventually will fail and needs to be replaced. This just puts us at more likely to have hardware failure, and that may increase repairs, or we will have some downtime of some of our servers and systems. More importantly, the second thing on this list was a new firewall that would help us be more secure in the area of cybersecurity. Deferring this increases our vulnerability to evolving threats. Cybersecurity is best if we are prepared and have the latest and greatest. A potential risk is the cost of an incident. The cost of coming back from an incident is far greater than the replacement cost of a firewall up front. The only other thing on this list that impacts our department directly is our esports team and the work that we've done to get this going. I'm going to hand this over to Jeff Sibulis for his take on the esports reduction.
Hey, my name is Jeff Sibulis. I'm one of the managers in the BIDS department. If you remember, I spoke about esports a few episodes ago. Well, the esports clubs are starting Tuesday at Foreign and Law. Our esports advisors of Mr. Dubuque and Ms. First have come up with some really cool ideas for the club. You know, there's many high schools in Connecticut and throughout the country that have esports teams, so it's something we want to implement next year to give our students the same opportunities that students have elsewhere. Connecticut was actually the first state to recognize esports as a high school extracurricular activity. You know, we have football, basketball, baseball, and many other traditional sports teams here in Milford. Esports actually has more similarities with these traditional sports than differences. We want to be able to provide an outlet for our gamer students where they can learn the same team building, strategy, and socialization skills that these sports provide. There are over 270 esports college scholarships available. We need to prepare our students and help them to take advantage of these opportunities. Potentially having the program cut would be devastating and a disservice to our students and their future.
Of course, we had to grab some student voices for the podcast, too. I stopped by JFK to ask some fifth graders about the possibility of taking American Sign Language as a class next year. They gave some great answers. Here's more. Can you tell me what you know about American Sign Language?
That a lot of people use it if, like, you're deaf and, like, you can't hear to communicate with other people.
What I know about American Sign Language is that it's kind of like a hard mix of, like, of a language, and, like, it takes time to learn it.
I know that they use, like, their hands to indicate, like, English words.
And what if I told you American Sign Language might be offered for you next year at your middle school? Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in that because it would be really helpful, like, early on in life.
Yeah, I would be interested in that because it would be very helpful. And, like, if like, some person that's deaf needs help, I could just help them.
Yeah, that would be a good option because it can help me, kind of, like, communicate with more people and can help other people, like Noah said.
And what other courses are you excited about when you begin middle school in the fall?
Maybe, like, math and Spanish, too, because we also do Spanish here, so learning more about that would be cool.
I want to learn about French a lot because I might go to
France, yeah.
I kind of want to go on with math because it's my favorite subject, and I think I like math.
You can find the entire schedule of department presentations and meeting dates on the Milford City website. We have all the budget resources available at milfordi.org. You'll find a button for that at the top of the site's main page titled Budget 2425 Central. Here you can find budget page agendas, slide presentations, and also meeting recordings with a link to the city website also attached as well. So what's next? The Milford Public Schools will have the opportunity to present to the Board of Aldermen, and the Board of Ed will be asked questions about the budget. There will be a public hearing on Monday, and presentation to the Alderman members will be next Wednesday. All meetings will be held at City Hall. That's all we have for today's episode. We always appreciate your support. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for our most prevailing stories to date.